Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
I'm lost, Jay. You sent me this. I don't understand. Is this from Bart Scott or something? I don't understand.
No, it's like a pretend Bart Scott.
You know how the internet is, Key. You know I just love Twitter.
I don't pay attention to it. I get to get my information from the internet from you. So I thought this was Bart Scott.
He forms all his opinions by reading Twitter.
The tweet is from somebody named Scott Bart. Which is not Bart Scott. It's the flip-flop name of it. Just a Dolphins fan.
Oh, it looked like Bart Scott.
What? Yeah. That's his evil twin, I think.
Yeah, his evil twin, Scott Bart.
Okay. That would be his good twin.
Bart's good twin, Scott Bart.
So how do you... So
the bizarro universe, person, Scott Bart's never wrong.
Just because I like messing with Key. Like Key
you
and I go back...
You messing with me? I know, but this is what this is.
This is what we do. By the way, yesterday, Key and I just going back and forth.
We got nine followers? Like
hours. Via text on our text chain. Nobody else even interrupts you. I'm just and I going back and forth. Anyway, what people love to do is Scott Bart sent a Tua Tagovailoa apology form that he would like for Key to fill out on national radio. Mm. Just, you know, openly apologizing for a lot of the Tua, you know,
so it says,
not he could do it and stuff.
The media told me he was a bust. Am I supposed to check that?
Yeah, I think he wants you to apologize for that. Yes.
I didn't actually watch the Dolphins games. That's a lie. that's why I said that's the thing, Yates. When it said media, I'm like, how does he want me to check this? I don't listen to the media.
Do you classify as media?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're
I'm jealous of Tua. Why would I be jealous of what does Tua have that I want? Nothing.
Just accuracy as a quarterback.
I didn't watch Tua in college. Well, I went to several Alabama games when he was playing, but. You know, whatever.
But you know what the problem is? That would have been fine. He went too far. Because the box he sent to check to apologize was like, he's a future first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Everyone has to calm down. Tua, I think.
Oh,
I
you mean at the bottom? Yeah,
at the bottom, yeah.
I didn't even read because it wasn't.
Tua has a chance to
make any sense.
Tua, at this moment, I think it's not too much of a stretch to say he has a chance to be a good quarterback. Now let's see what happens. They set him up with a great situation.
He's a good quarterback because he's in the National Football League already. He's already a good quarterback.
No, but I mean by NFL standards.
Good ain't going to get them where they're trying to go. Good is not going to get them where they're trying to go.
We
got to
be better than good. We shall see.
You know?
I mean.
So let's talk about a guy who I think has potential greatness. Okay? This is a guy I wanted the Giants to draft, actually, even though they already had Daniel Jones. I don't mean Justin Herbert. Yes, that would have been awesome. Justin Fields.
There's multiple Another people Justin. We should have drafted. Jeez.
Justin Fields, and boy, did Dan Orlovsky give me stuff for this. Oh, you already have a quarterback? I'm like, yeah, I get it, but I don't think Daniel Jones could be great. I don't know if Justin Fields can be either, but if you look, you think maybe it could happen, right? There's a potential there. Key, do you think the Bengals, let me ask a question. Do you think the Bears are what the Bengals were before they turned the corner last season? In other words, you introduce a special kind of quarterback and they're not really winning a lot yet, but they're right there. Is that where the Bears are right now with Justin Fields?
I think next year, the year after, will be their year. I think when they with Justin Fields, once they put some more players around him, he has some unique abilities that a lot of guys don't have in the National Football League at his position. He can get out of harm's way. He makes throws sometimes where you're like, wow, how was he able to do that? He's got some unique characteristics that you just don't see in the quarterback position in the National Football League. And I think they know this, and they're not ahead of schedule quite like Cincinnati was, but it's kind of the same thing they found their future quarterback, just like Cincinnati has in Joe Burrow, I think they have in Justin Fields. He's only going to get better as he continues to play.
My only thing is that watching that game last night, I have Ryan Poles' voice in my head that says, take back the North. And an opportunity against the Packers. And I get that the ground game with David Montgomery is special. But like watching the creativity of Luke Getsy in the first half, the OC for the Bears, and the way they allowed Justin Fields to play – why not continue that? Like, why not allow him to actually make some attempts to make plays, Key? He only threw the ball 11 times. I get the commitment to the run game, but even when you get down to a certain point, like, let him start slinging it a little bit. I don't know why they hold him back.
They don't think he's ready, right?
Well, it may not be him. It could be they didn't feel good about the Kenny Clarks of the world on the Green Bay Packers defensive line, Rashawn Gary's of the world going up against their offensive line, so they felt like the better matchup was running the football rather than having their quarterback drop back 25, 30 times trying to unleash it with the receivers that they have going up against the DBs that Green Bay has. I mean, you gotta hedge your bet in certain situations when you're a coordinator, and you got to know what your strengths and your weaknesses are and what's the best matchups, all of those sort of things. And look, the Bears were hanging around for quite some time, and Green Bay just eventually, Aaron Rodgers, then pulled away.
But, I mean, they trailed 24-7 at the half, right? So, I mean, the defense held up in the second half way better than they did in the first. I understand that. But in order to get back in the game, Key, you gotta let your quarterback go, especially when you're down. I mean, it goes back into the same thing we talk about the Jets. Everybody's like, well, why did Joe Flacco throw the ball 59 times? Well, they were down a lot of points. You got to get back in the game. But yet they stuck with the game plan that wasn't conducive to them actually getting back in the game. That was my only problem yesterday.
Yeah, but 24-7 is not a big stretch, Jay. That could disappear like that. So if you stay doing what you felt that you were doing, worked out, and you were comfortable, eventually you look at it and you go, well, you know, 11 minutes left in the game, we're down by two scores, a field goal and a touchdown, we right back in it. That's how coaches look at it. They don't get into the situation where all of a sudden they start panicking and got to throw the football all over the place. When you abandon too early, that's when you get run out of the building.
You know, it's interesting. We see it with Trey Lance, who was always considered more of a long-term project than Justin Fields. But the difference between Trey Lance and Garoppolo, really, to me, is Garoppolo reads defenses quickly and gets rid of the ball quickly. If Justin Fields gets that, he's a superstar because he has the other stuff that other people don't have. He has to read the defense, to me, Key, more quickly, get rid of the ball quickly. And once he demonstrates the ability to do that a little more, I think they will call that number, Jay, a little more, right? Like, they need to – they're not having him pass it a whole lot because he's not at that stage of his career yet.
This is an evaluation period for this entire team. The Chicago Bears, they had a nice, muddy victory against the 49ers a week ago. They go into Lambeau, which was going to be tough because Green Bay is going to fight back based on their loss against Minnesota. They don't want to go 0-2 in the division. Now they're 1-1. They're right there. And now you look at them and you say to yourself, okay, the Bears gave away the game or the Bears didn't play the way they should have played. No, they played the way they were supposed to play. They really did. That's what you expect from Chicago against Green Bay. It wasn't a runaway. They didn't run away with it. Green Bay didn't just blow them out the building. It was a close game, even though the score in the end didn't indicate it.
It just felt like the offense lacks explosivity, and I get that with lack of personnel, but they were behind the sticks most of the night. There were a lot of drops. There were a lot of misassignments, penalties. Like, and I think the combination of all that, there's a lot of room for growth, but you still feel like they could have been a little bit different if they had chosen to with Justin Fields.
Is the honeymoon already over for Russell Wilson in Denver?
Ooh.
Or now that the ceremony's been had for the Queen, can he get back to concentrating?
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
Well, Jay, tell us,
that they had the ceremony for the Queen.
It's still Key.
Tell us, is it over, Jay?
I think he needs to move past it emotionally, Jay. And once he does, then I think he can really take off this season.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
It's time for the No Huddle Offense. All right, guys, the Patriots rely on defense to edge the Steelers 17-14. Mitch Trubisky threw for 168 yards with a touchdown and an interception in the loss. Here is Steelers quarterback, for now, Mitch Trubisky.
We can be better at everything. I can be better with decision-making. We had some missed opportunities. I said missed throws. We had a couple we weren't on the same page. And bottom line, we got to score more points.
Key, is it time for the Steelers to bench Mitch Trubisky? All this is already 2 weeks deep into this season for Kenny Pickett. Two weeks deep into the season, Key.
No, not at all. I don't think that Mitch Trubisky's going to lose his job this year at all. I think when you look at the situation, he beat the Cincinnati Bengals. He ran up on a team in the New England Patriots that, for whatever reason, New England has, and Bill Belichick has, Mike Tomlin's number. Mike Tomlin struggled to beat Bill Belichick in the past, and it happened again. And Vegas got it right. I think going into this game, they were a 2 to 2.5 point favorite, and they still came out beating them by 2 points, I believe.
So the reason is because their O-line for Pittsburgh has been overpowered 2 games in a row now. They were against Cincy and they were against the Pats. And I really do think that the Steelers need to get back to that physicality style in which they play. Najee Harris, they need to get back to running the ball more. Obviously coming off that high, that foot sprain, high ankle sprain, whatever the hell you want to call it. But getting him the ball, letting him pipe the ball, run it more, that's what they need to get back more to.
They beat him by three, actually, 14-17.
Russell Wilson.
Deal.
Right.
Two and a hook.
And two and a hook. Listen, he's an experienced gambler. You know. Russell Wilson led a sloppy Broncos team past the Texans. But it's amazing when you have a competitive coach, as the Texans now have, how they're in the game, right? Like, it's not that hard. So anyway, the Broncos beat the Texans 16-9. Broncos fans booed head coach Nathaniel Hackett, mockingly countdown play clock. Shannon, what is I'm trying to figure out what this means. Mockingly countdown play
mockingly?
Clock.
Mockingly?
Don't worry about it, Max. Just move on. Sorry,
Wilson finished 14 of 31 for 219 yards with one TD and an interception. Here is Russell Wilson after the game.
Jay?
Oh. This is a touchdown highlight, huh?
Yeah. Well,
Wilson takes the snap. Play action. He lofts it over the middle to Sauber. Touchdown! Touchdown, Broncos! 22-yard pitch and catch from Wilson to the tight end, Sauber. And the Broncos take the lead 12-9 here in the fourth quarter.
So that wasn't after the game, Jay. That would be ridiculous. It's clearly during the game that Russell Wilson did. If you did that after the game, it wouldn't even count. Is the honeymoon already over for Russell Wilson in Denver, Jay?
I mean, look, was it a great offensive performance? No. I mean, I will tell you, I love watching Pookie run the ball, though, and Javonte Williams. He's special. But this drive, this 22-yard drive that they had with Sauber, I mean, this is a game-winning drive. And sometimes your wins aren't going to be pretty, but you got the job done. And hopefully the offense can build upon this win.
Key?
The honeymoon is over for Russell Wilson. I think when you start getting fans booing your offense at your home games and booing the head coach and mockingly doing things as whatever that means, it turns into a situation where you spent a lot of money on a guy, you gave up a lot to go get him. It was Super Bowl or bust in the Denver Broncos fans' minds. And I think when you're Texans, a team that is totally rebuilding, I mean, they're like a new franchise coming into the National Football League, and it took you a miracle at the end of the game to pull it off. It is certainly honeymoon period is over.
Max, the problem that makes it the honeymoon period being over, 25 penalties in two games. It makes it feel like Hackett and Wilson aren't prepared for what they're going into. That's the problem.
I think Russell Wilson's going to be fine. It's going to be a slow build. It's a new situation, rookie head coach, rookie OC, first year the quarterback's with the team. Very high expectations. Nice roster, but maybe a little bit overstated how good the roster is. Key, I thought all along this is like a 9-win team, and I still think it's like a 9-win team.
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine. Jay knows, you know, Jay talks to him a little bit.
Here you
knows kind of what Russell and him and, you know, everybody hangs out together. So ask Jay about Russell Wilson. You know.
So I just gave you insight. There you go.
His buddy.
Byron Murphy Jr.'s 59-yard overtime fumble return ends the Cardinals' win over Las Vegas Raiders. Kyler Murray scrambled for a 3-yard touchdown on the final snap of regulation before hitting A.J. Green for the tying
mouse.
2-point conversion. Here is Kyler, and this time it really is after the game.
At some point, you know, enough is enough. It was just it's not about the toughness and how hard we play. That's never in question. It's just about executing, playing faster, getting our tempo going. And I think you could tell the difference first half, second half. Those guys definitely got tired. They definitely got tired. They were winded. Pass rush slowed down a little bit. Obviously, they got two bookends over there, great players over there. But when you're tired, you're not getting pass rush. You're playing zone. It's, you know, for us, that's, you know, it's a recipe for success. So it ended up, you know, working out.
Key, you hate short people, and yet even you, with all your prejudices against the short, had to admit that Kyler looked really good yesterday. What did he prove, do you think, in the comeback win, and he and the Cardinals?
I don't think he proved anything. He doesn't have to prove anything. He's a great player. That's why they paid him $100 million of guaranteed money. I think the Cardinals as a whole, though, they've got a lot of work ahead of them. It's not about DeAndre Hopkins being out of the game. It's about figuring out how to keep Hollywood Brown engaged in the game, trying to figure out how to run the football on a consistent basis and play solid and sound defense. The Raiders lost this game, okay? The Raiders completely lost the game. They botched it. I like Kyler Murray and what he's been able to do in the National Football League. I take nothing away from that. The Arizona Cardinals, though, that's a different story as a team.
Look, I'll say this. It was a tale of two halves. You saw Kyler Murray. You saw Kyler Murray magic in the second half. I mean, he threw for 223 yards in the second half, right? Mm-hmm. So, and he rushed for, like, I want to say 28 or 30 yards. So, just a dichotomy between the performances, and he had to take over the game. And I think you saw him do that down the stretch. And their defense got it done in overtime. It's a good win.
I think it's an excellent win because he showed the magic he had early in the last couple seasons without DeAndre Hopkins there, right? That's a big statement for me against a team who on paper at least is good, and he did it when he needed to do it. But the only thing Kyler really has left to prove is to do it in the second half. Let me see him not wear down in the second half. I know he can do this type of thing. We've seen it before. Can he stay strong all season?
You can't win all. You can't rely on Kyler Murray to do this every single game.
In the second half of the season, you got to do it a couple times, right?
But you can't. He's been able to do certain things and magical things. He's just got to stay healthy. health has been his biggest issue second half of the season, because he gets beat up in early on in the season, and then he tries to carry it into the second half of the season. By the end, he falls completely apart.
Anybody want to talk about the Raiders? No? Okay. 0-2? No? Okay, we'll move on.
I thought the Raiders were 4 out of 4 in that division, but I still think they could win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I thought they were the third team in the division, and I still think they're the third team in the division. Right. They let that get away. Who fumbles the ball and scoop and score? And no one does
that.
Hard
to win without an O-line in the secondary. And, to do that, you need a quarterback who, if you had – Derek Carr's a nice quarterback. He ain't Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
If you want to overcome no O-line and no secondary, you better have Patrick Mahomes.
Davante Adams, 2 receptions, 12 yards.
12 yards.
12 yards. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Please, I'm just
asking the question. I mean, as a guy who bet on that, I'll get into that later. I'm just saying, that's what I'm talking about.
The questions Jay asks are related to money losses
always.
And bets. Yes, yes.
I told you that's all I care about.
Yeah, I don't blame you. All right, listen. The Colts are reeling after an embarrassing loss to the Jags. Now, I kept asking Key, and I want to know, if you only get a third-round pick for your quarterback, doesn't that suggest the league doesn't think he's that good anymore? Here, and by the way, I don't worry about the regular season. If they get to the playoffs, Matt Ryan will be better than Carson Wentz, right? But can they get there? Here's Matt Ryan on fixing the turnover problems.
Now, I've got to do a great job of getting the ball out, trying to understand. And, we knew coming into it, it's a good pass rush team. Understand the ball has to come out. And, I've got to do my part that way. And then, make good decisions with the football, too, even when there is pressure. I mean, that's part of playing this position is being able to hang in there, make good decisions under duress. And, we turn the football over too much.
Yeah, really?
Are the Colts the most disappointing team so far this season, Key?
Yeah, I would probably say so, because I thought that they got a major upgrade from Carson Wentz to Matt Ryan, and it hasn't worked out. They're 0-2 to start the season. With that being said, it doesn't mean that this team won't find themselves winning the division. You just look at where they've been and how they've gotten there. It's a little interesting because Frank Reich, my former teammate, could be on the hot seat at some point in time throughout the season, because this now is the second straight or the third straight quarterback that they've gone out and got that was a veteran guy, and it's not paying off the way that they envisioned it to.
Frank Reich is on the hot seat. He should be on the hot seat. I like him as a person, but the results speak for themselves. I sent this tweet out the other day. I said, remember that time the Colts were a quarterback away from contending for a Super Bowl? You thought you fixed it. You went from Rivers to Wentz, and now you're here with Ryan. I thought Ryan maybe was the answer, but now you're telling me the first two games of the season, you tie to the Texans, and then you get blitzed by the Jags? You get blitzed by the Jags, and your quarterback, 195 yards, 0 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Okay. Yeah, the seat's hot.
This is what I think. I don't think it should be hot, and let me tell you why. Okay. If Matt Ryan would have worked out, great. And maybe he will still. I think in crunch time, he'll be better than Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, too. Philip Rivers, too.
Guys, you have to get to crunch time, by the way.
There's a reason that Philip – the reason is you had a franchise quarterback in Andrew Luck. He retired out of the blue. You now have to – but you're pretty good, so you don't have a great draft pick. You now have to fix quarterback. And then when they did have a great draft pick, they went out and got an offensive guard, right? They got – that's what they wound up doing. They got – what's his name?
Quentin Nelson.
Quentin Nelson, right. Who was available in that draft? Was that the Daniel Jones draft?
It's so long ago.
You know what I'm saying? No, it was the Saquon Barkley draft. Right. So there was no great quarterback sitting for them there, waiting for them there. The point is, Matt Ryan is old as anything, and he's okay. He can still do it maybe.
Yeah, I thought he was better than Carson Wentz, though.
Carson Wentz is a disaster. You know how I was wrong about Tom Brady's cliff? I was so right about Carson Wentz because I was watching him closely. He went backwards, down, down, down. He's no good. I try to tell Dan Orlovsky actually eventually gave it up. He's like, all right, fine.
He's going to win Super Bowl MVP. Yep.
Right, exactly. So that's the point.
Man,
they have
the Jaguars,
Phillip Rivers, who is retired, Carson Wentz, who's no good, and Matt Ryan is a million years old. You're going to blame Frank Reich? They don't have a quarterback. There's no way around this. You're going to have to go out and develop a quarterback, or what they really should have done is traded for Jimmy G. If they would have traded for Jimmy G, they'd be okay now.
I agree. So you have to find a quarterback. And by the way, Matt Ryan will have $18 million of his $35 million on the books for next year. So good luck with that.
Are the 49ers better positioned to compete for the NFC West this season with the guy Indy should have gone out and gotten for peanuts, Jimmy G. That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Trey Lance suffered a significant ankle injury today.
He ended up breaking his ankle.
It is expected to require surgery.
Trey's on his back.
And it's not good. He tried to get up, and then immediately you could see by his body language, there is an issue.
That will likely end Trey Lance's season. That's Adam Schefter, per sources.
We were real happy about the win, but it was a little sombering once you get in the locker room.
Keyshawn, J. Will & Max on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Go to the ESPN app. It's probably already on your phone. If not, go to the app store. It takes 5 seconds to download it. And you know, like, when you get to work and you can't take us out of the car with you, yes, you can. You go to the app. You click on the Listen Live feature. It's on the bottom right. Click on it and scroll down. Boom, you got Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max in your ears as you stroll into work with a big smile on your face, hanging out with your boys. All right. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter, is with us now. What's going on, Jeremy?
Max, what's up, brother? How you doing?
This is what, doing well. Like, listen.
Waiting for you to spit that hot fire.
That's right. Jeremy, I'm just waiting for the NFL to deliver an exciting weekend finally
like
after all these years. Can the NFL ever come through for me? I mean, every week it's just so good. What's the impact of Trey Lance's injury, Jeremy?
The impact is massive because it sets back a development plan that the 49ers had for what they believe is their franchise quarterback. So now he's going to go into year three having just a few starts under his belt. You know, two this year, played minimal football last year as a rookie, and then, you know, he obviously had the small sample size in college at North Dakota State. And so, you know, it's an issue. Certainly he will make a full recovery from all that I've heard, you know, so he should be good to go next year if they plan to have him as the starter, which I think they will. But this is a guy who needed to play football. He needed the reps, and so it sets that back. I don't necessarily think it affects the 49ers as much because they're familiar with Jimmy Garoppolo. They know what he can do. The offense is a little bit less explosive. I think the ceiling was higher with Trey Lance and what they could do, but they'll also probably be more efficient with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, that offense didn't look good with Trey Lance at all, Jeremy. So I get everybody says he has a high ceiling and explosive and they can push the ball downfield. Yeah. It looked totally different once Jimmy Garoppolo took over. It looked like the offense was in rhythm, in sync. They started to do some stuff. What's the thought process you think? And I know he's coming back healthy next offseason. What will they do with Jimmy G, though? Will they try to keep him around again?
Yeah, Key, I would be surprised just because of all they went through. You know, when you draft a quarterback third overall and you give up three first-round picks to get him, the message is sent very clearly. And, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo is a fascinating case study because he's been productive. And in that offense, it's a lot of run-after-catch stuff. And Jimmy Garoppolo can, you know, hit you on a slant route and let you run up to the catch. You know, he can do those things. So he looks typically pretty good in that offense. And he's an accomplished quarterback, but yet when I talk to people around the league, they're kind of like, well, what you saw this offseason with him having trouble being traded, and I know he had the shoulder surgery, but they're sort of saying that's indicative of how he's looked at in the NFL marketplace, not necessarily with popularity or him being known as fans or winning playoff games, but he's just not looked at as a coveted option that teams have to have. You know, you had Carolina, a few other teams that could have went and made a trade, and they didn't. So I think what happens is this year he probably ends up playing pretty well, revives his market, and then he can go be a starter somewhere else where a team needs a solution, whether it's, you know, Carolina again or maybe Seattle, some of those options.
These teams are foolish, man. You think about it. I'm looking at some teams like Indy. Come on, man. Like, you can go get a reclamation project or an old guy or a guy who's already retired, or you can get a guy who lives in the NFC Championship game. Like, what are you doing? Anyway. Yeah.
We're joined by Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Let's go from the 49ers quarterback in NFC West to a quarterback in NFC North in Aaron Rodgers. Jeremy, he said that this team is just scratching the surface of what Aaron Jones can actually do. How much more is there to unlock for Jones, do you think?
He's a top 10 running back. I mean, he's a guy that you can get the ball to in space and between the tackles. So they're going to lean on him heavily. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. That's really their identity right now until they figure out more of the passing game, which Aaron Rodgers, the Packers are betting on him doing. But they still need that sort of number one option that can get you 10 catches a game. Alan Lazard might be that. You know, he's not as electric as a Devontae Adams, but he's a guy that has a lot of trust from Aaron Rodgers. But right now, you know, this is a league of, you know, blue chip elite talent. It usually starts there, right? Who's the guy you go to? And who's the guy who's, you know, a top guy at the position? And Aaron Jones is that for the offense among the skill players. So he's just, he's going to get the ball a lot. I think this is going to be a massive year for him.
Aaron Rodgers wasn't pleased, Jeremy, with his performance against the Chicago Bears last night. What is it that's not clicking for him? Like, what is it other than, I know people point to the receivers and say that they're young and all those sort of things, but I've watched him over the years develop young receivers and get a lot out of them. Why isn't it happening as fast as people want it to?
Yeah, I'm betting by week 8 or 9 that we're talking a different tune a little bit. I just think betting on the quarterback and betting on Green Bay's, you know, farm system, so to speak, the way they draft. I mean, the last 2 years, they spent a second, third, fourth rounder on a receiver. One of those guys, I got to imagine, is going to pan out and become a 1,000-yard receiver eventually. Maybe it's not right now. And Christian Watson, second-round pick, is just, he was considered pretty raw when they drafted him. But I think long-term, over the next year or two, you know, he's got the size, the speed, the ability they want. Romeo Doubs is a young player they really like. So some of that's going to shake out over time. It just hasn't developed yet. It's pretty clear they just don't have that number one option right now. And so they haven't had a lot of time together, too. You know, Rodgers typically isn't around for a lot of the off-season stuff. So I don't know. It certainly could be a talent issue at the end of the day, but I tend to think that by midseason they'll have at least some of that figured out.
Jeremy, yesterday was probably the most exciting day in the NFL I've seen in a while. I mean, every game was crazy. I mean, the Jets, and then you talk about what happened with the Ravens and Miami. But Tua's performance, I mean, 6 touchdowns, 400-plus yards. What were your thoughts on his performance overall and that great 21-point comeback victory against the Ravens?
Yeah, and then you got the Cardinals-Raiders game. It's crazy. Yeah. You know, I'm sitting there yelling at the screen with my son as we're watching it. But Tua, my first thought was that, like, this is a guy who was sort of due this moment. I mean, for 2 years, he's had multiple injuries. He had a coaching staff that did not believe in him very clearly. Had the whispers about how the Dolphins should have drafted Justin Herbert. Got the questions about the arm strength. And maybe some or a lot of that is valid, but you know, the guy can still play, and he was still a top-5 pick for a reason. So, you know, the arm strength is always going to be what it is. He's not going to be the Josh Allen 75-yard throwing a rope off 1 foot type of guy. That's just not who he is. But you saw the instincts. You saw him to be able to throw with rhythm and timing. But another thought was, like, Baltimore's secondary, I don't know what happened. I mean, those guys could not have been more open. You know, it was just crazy how open they were. So some of those throws, like, most quarterbacks need to hit, you know. But I give Tua a lot of credit, you know, especially, like, in the red zone. I mean, he just got hot, you know, and he showed a little bit, reminding people what he can do.
That is Jeremy Fowler, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN senior NFL reporter. Jeremy, thank you as always, and I'll be talking to you a little later today.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yes, on what show, Key?
This Just In.
Get
up. Yes, handsome host at This Just In guy. Guys, so Tua threw for almost 500 yards, 469 yards, and 6 TDs, but it was in the game that was over. There was no way they were going to win that game. Lamar was on fire. You're not going to win that game. So Key, to me, that says a lot when you can win a game like that. And coming up, we need to know if it says a lot to Key, because somehow, some way, when we were talking yesterday on the phone about today's show, during the games, we get on a conference call, we get on a Zoom, Key was not convinced it was a good game for Tua Tagovailoa. He will have to explain himself.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tua shotgun. Back to throw. Looking. Steps up. Fires. Touchdown. Again. It's Waddle. Touchdown.
Second half, we came in and played the way we wanted to. That's what I'd say about that.
His sixth touchdown pass of the day.
For all the haters out there, man, who's saying Tua can't do this, can't be that, I really hope you soon jump on his bandwagon, man.
The Miami Dolphins.
How about that?
And they beat the Ravens 42-38. What a football game.
Tua going to need a real barrel after the season. The tote his money, his boatload of money.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Probably already on your phone. Go to the Listen Live feature, lower right. Click on it, scroll down, boom, you listen to us live. Take us right out of the car with you. Tua Tagovailoa threw for 469 yards with six TDs. But if you're under 6'2 and you're a quarterback, he gives you credit for half the stats. So it's really more like 234 and a half yards with three
TDs.
That's
a good one. I like the way you came up with that one. That one's actually funny.
So Key.
Yeah.
I want us to listen.
Did you get it off social media, Max?
I want to listen to Tua at the postgame presser. I want to listen to Tyreek at the postgame presser with Kimberly Martin. And then I want you to tell the people what you told us last night when we're all on Zoom getting ready for today's show during the – we do it like during the late games basically,
4:30,
right?
4:30.
Yeah, 4:30, yeah. Right at the end of the 1 o'clock games. And you were not – like we were all like, oh, that's – Tua's good, man, and you weren't so sure. First, let's listen to Tua about at the postgame presser.
I mean, I would say I'm always, you know, confident in what I can do, confident in myself. But, you know, I think that just shows the resiliency of our team. It brings all our confidence up, confidence in one another, confidence that if the offense has its turnover, that the defense is going to get us the ball back and vice versa. So I think you look at the big picture of it, you know, the confidence goes up for the team.
And here is Tyreek Hill postgame with Kimberly Martin on Tua silencing the doubters.
What?
When we spoke this week, you said everybody would see the type of quarterback Tua is.
Right.
Six touchdowns today.
What has it?
Yes, he had six.
Oh, my God. That's lit, bro. Hey, you ain't even got to ask me no question on that. For all the haters out there, man, who saying Tua can't do this, can't be that, you know, I really hope you soon jump on his bandwagon, man, because not only is Coach McDaniels going to need a wheelbarrow, he also going to need a tour, going to need a wheelbarrow after the season to tote his money, his boatload of money, and also his Coco Hornets.
Key, are you the hater to whom he is referring, Tyreek Hill?
Well, Tyreek Hill did tweet Key. He tweeted the show in the past.
That's right. That's why I'm asking.
For context purposes, that's all.
I don't think he's talking to me because he would refer to my name. I know Tyreek Hill very well. And he would just mention my name. That's all.
He would say
Keyshawn's a hater. He wouldn't run from it. He's probably just talking to everybody out there that questions what type of quarterback Tua is. And do I fall into that category with everybody else? Absolutely, Max. Mm-hmm. 100%. And I own it. Look, when I look at the situation, he won the football game. You can't take that away from him. He played great down the stretch for them. He delivered the football. But Lamar Jackson spotted him 28, man. You're supposed to close that thing out on the defensive side of the ball. Reality is reality. You ask anybody that knows anything about the National Football League, they will tell you, if somebody spots you a 28-point lead into the fourth quarter, you're supposed to close that thing out.
But
you're not supposed to let these dudes hang around and play games. Defensive secondary was looking at the back jerseys of those guys running away. They standing there looking in the air as the ball is in the air. Like, come on, man. Let's be honest.
Key, they set him up.
From
they
the
set,
first quarter to the end of the game was just lights out.
They set Tua up with two speedy receivers that seemed redundant but actually are very hard to account for, the both of them. They set him up love, right? But the fact is, he took advantage. He beat Lamar Jackson. Look, Lamar didn't have a running game other than him, right? They can't run the ball. They had defense collapse. But when they needed him to, he came through and won the game in a game that looked like a surefire loss at a certain point.
Absolutely.
That's good, man. That's good.
Said. You can't take that away from him. You have to give him that. That's what happened. But it's not from the beginning of the game to the end of the game. You can't go through an entire season playing the way that Miami was playing, and all of a sudden, in the last 8 minutes of a game, you catch fire, and then everybody goes crazy. How many games do you think you can win that way?
Jay, take us out of here. I know you're waiting. You're champing at the bit.
Well, it's not about catching fire. It's more so about, look, this dude has risen to the challenge. And I get there are multiple ways you can look at a game. There are ways that you can look at the game by saying, hey, the Ravens gave it away. Fine. You know, if the Ravens didn't want to play, if their coverage, if they want to, you know, have single coverage on Tyreek Hill, if they want to sit back in the zone, that's their choices. Tua and company went out and they took the game. So all I'm saying is,
are they going to the Super Bowl, Jay?
But Key, I'm not talking about going to the Super Bowl. You always, what's really interesting
that's
about you,
all
Key?
All I want to know.
You have a hard time giving Tua credit.
Is he sure?
You really do. It's like
gave him
for
credit.
You, but
what
no,
are you
hold on.
About?
Let me.
You're
I literally
a
for
just
you.
Gave
oh!
him credit.
You're a heightist. You're a heightist.
You go to the point of saying, "Well, you can't win a Super Bowl with this guy." Like, okay, so you would have said that about Tom Brady when he first got started off. I'm not saying
he's
that
tall.
Tom Brady is Tua.
Tom Brady's tall.
Brees, but there is something about a process it takes for a player first
he's
off to be
tall.
Leaned
tell
in
him,
by
Key.
The staff.
He's tall. Tom Brady stands in the pocket, nice and tall, right, Key?
But damn, the staff has to believe in you first. That wasn't the case. He's a fool, man.
I just asked a simple question. Are you going to the Super Bowl? That's all I asked.
But I'm
it's not impossible. I don't think so, but it's not impossible.
I'm not saying today, but it doesn't mean in a couple of years if they're building something special, why not? It's about the infrastructure, about the way the foundation looks.
469 yards and 6 TDs. If you can't say he was
just,
good today.
Just say it was good, Keyshawn.
By the way, football is back in New York City. Robert Saleh keeping receipts.
Little guy,
can the Giants contend? ESPN
okay.
Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.